We start off the hour by welcoming in my good friend Chris Bruns, Lincoln County Commissioner Bruns, joining us here on KODY. Commissioner, good to have you in the studio again, sir.
Well, thank you, Tristan. Good to be here. Good morning to all your listeners. So, yeah. What a beautiful morning, right?
Isn't it gorgeous out? You were doing a little branding yesterday, you told us, too.
Yeah. We were out in the wind, and we got a little over 100 calves branded. It's the third stick. But
kind of nice having a little bit of breeze when you're branding,
a
though.
A little bit, yeah.
Carry some of that stink away.
The stink and the dust, yeah.
Yep. Keeps a clean branding environment, if there is such thing. So.
Yeah, no, branding's always fun, and it's a crucial time of year for the ranchers around the area. Mm-hmm. And a lot of buzz in the air as things are moving on and getting their livelihoods moving out to pasture. So
absolutely. Beautiful time of the year. It means that spring's in the air and maybe a little bit of burnt calf in the air, but still spring in the air nonetheless.
Absolutely.
Now, we invited Commissioner Bruns in the studio today to talk a little bit about the mall development and the impact that has on a county perspective. Chris, you were in attendance to the City Council meeting on Tuesday, and to be honest with our listeners, you've been in attendance at well over half of the City Council meetings since you've been elected.
Yeah, that's part of our responsibility as elected officials, is to keep the thumb on the pulse of what's going on in our communities, and so I try to attend fairly regularly the Sutherland Village Board, because that's in my district, as well as the City Council meetings. Mm-hmm. So no better way to be informed of what's going on and make sure that our policies at the county are being aligned with the will of the people. So
it's a kind of interesting situation as well, because you share some constituents with the folks sitting around the table at the City Council meetings.
Yes, absolutely. I have several thousand people that live here in North Platte city limits, as do all the commissioners, and making sure that my primary purpose for attending the meeting on Tuesday was to make sure that not only they were having their voices heard at the council, but that untold population that is affected by the decisions, especially on Tuesday night, that they were represented, they had their voice heard, because they don't get to elect anybody to the council. So,
and to tell you the truth, too, this mall development, Chris, I feel has a bigger impact than even the area that you represent. This is a bigger impact than just Lincoln County.
Yes. North Platte is a regional hub. Mm-hmm. Historically, we've always been. I think with a retail base, it's kind of waned in the recent years, especially. This opportunity that is in front of us here in North Platte really can be capitalized on, and I feel like from a retail standpoint, an entertainment standpoint, we'll be able to shine stronger than we ever have before. So
yep.
It's exciting.
It's exciting, too, because you have some, I would say, behind-the-scenes work that you do with some of these projects. You're the commissioner liaison for the chamber, right?
Chamber and Development Corporation, as well as the Economic Development Committee for the area. So,
so yes. You're in with some of these meetings with Gary and the crew.
Yes, I'm getting inundated with information, and it's good. It's good facts. It allows us to really dive deep and dig into these projects that are coming in and making sure that they're a right fit for our community.
Now, tell us about some of the things that you had to say to your fellow elected officials at the meeting on Tuesday. I believe you were one of the first individuals to speak at the public hearing on the mall property.
So the point that I wanted to drive home is this project, there's a lot of, for lack of a better word, there's a lot of nuances with it. There's
sure.
There's three key funding mechanisms that are all three going to be needed in order to make this thing a success. I think the consternation came with the EEA in mm-hmm. particular. I wanted to drive home the point that this is probably, when you think of a tax, this is the most fair tax that you can come up with.
And Councilman Garrick even made the joke to Mr. Kibben, the city administrator, that he'd like to see all taxes in the city be elective taxes such as this.
So absolutely.
I bet Mr. Kibben's been working diligently the past 24 hours to make that dream come true.
I don't know how much success he'll have with it, but yeah, wouldn't it be nice?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
So,
a little bit of paradise.
Yeah, so absolutely, the fairest tax. People have a choice to shop there.
100% avoidable.
And it sunsets after these the predetermined amount of money that it's going to take to get this project up and going is paid off, or 20 years, whichever happens sooner.
Yep. There's sunset date and a cap.
Correct. So that was a key aspect of it. home the point, because it gave me pause when I first started learning about this, mm-hmm. EEA.
Three-letter word tax kind of intimidates all of us,
absolutely.
Especially conservatives such as yourself.
Absolutely. So when you think about government and its involvement in the private sector, which we're always going to have some element of government involvement in the private sector, but it gave me pause thinking, well, what does this do? Does this really bloat the size of government? And as you learn the details and you understand, well, North Platte already has an occupation tax, this really doesn't do anything other than add another line in the record-keeping process of debits and credits. There's no more additional influence from a governmental standpoint, and we're absolutely not picking winners and choosers. So that, for me, was a win. And then especially the last thing that I wanted to make sure that was understood is this does impact a lot, thousands of lives mm-hmm. in our area.
Yeah, more than what our council representatives represent, and like I said a few minutes ago too, more than what you represent, but it does have a big impact on the individuals that you represent as well.
Of course, of course. When you think about North Platte area, Lincoln County area, the region, we are trying to, and there's a momentum behind it. We're on the cusp of realizing some really exciting and tremendous economic development realities.
Mm-hmm. Some we already know about, some that you know about, but the public may not yet.
That may be true.
He can neither confirm nor deny, folks.
but all of those opportunities, they're predicated on, are we creating an environment where businesses want to come in and people want to come in, they want to live, work, and play? And when you think of community vibrancy, when you think of community health, one of the key aspects is shopping and entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
And we have some phenomenal local businesses in our area.
Yeah. Yep.
This provides an opportunity for diversification of that, hopefully bring in some national chains that everybody knows and loves.
Some big hitters.
Some big hitters. And it provides a fun place where people can go, they can have fun, they can relax, they can enjoy themselves. And at the same time, it helps with our housing situation as well.
That's what I was going to bring up. If some of the projects that we alluded to do occur, we have some concerns on housing, and that housing concern isn't just in the city of North Platte either. That's throughout a little bit of Lincoln County.
Absolutely. All of our communities, we're gonna see growth. As North Platte goes, so goes the county.
Yep, as you said before.
And so we've got to make sure that we're taking advantage of every opportunity we can to address all the situations that confront us in housing and retail base, restaurant dining, heavy industry. It's all tied together. You can't silo it all together.
Again, we have Lincoln County Commissioner Chris Brunge joining us here on KODY's Mugs of the Morning, recapping the city council meeting on Tuesday that Chris was in attendance at and spoke at the public hearing as well, and discussing specifically the mall item on the agenda. And Chris, you alluded to it when you were speaking to your fellow elected officials. Your phone's been ringing off the hook a little bit too, hearing from some of your constituents. Can you tell us about what some of them have been saying in terms of the mall property?
I've had a couple that have questioned the tax,
sure.
But the overwhelming majority, I would say 95%, if not more, of the calls that I'm getting, the emails that I'm getting, the Facebook messages I'm getting, they are absolutely in support of this. They understand that we need this as a community. They drive currently. They're driving elsewhere. They're spending their money elsewhere.
And some of those places, they're paying an EEA.
Absolutely, they are. It's a common thing throughout the state. So I'd like to see us be able to take advantage of that here, get those dollars here. From the city standpoint, increase the sales tax revenue that they're bringing in. That helps offset property taxes.
Sure.
And I think that's another element that's lost on this. Property taxes, that's the big elephant in the room, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the major problem. We need some things happening at the legislative level in Lincoln, but what we can do, what we can control here locally, is making sure that we're doing what we can to control spending, but increasing our tax base at the same time.
That tax base increase is huge.
Yes. So this is a tool that we can utilize to draw in good paying jobs, and absolutely do that. bring more people to our area.
And one of your constituents spoke at the public meeting as well. I'm sure there were several of your constituents that spoke, but one that spoke was specifically from Sutherland, speaking on behalf of some of the businesses in Sutherland as well, saying that they support this wholeheartedly and they want to see this go through as well.
Yes, that's the exciting aspect of this. You have business leaders, business owners, that are throughout the county.
Yeah, not just North Platte. Although the Downtown Association had a great showing.
Yes.
But business leaders throughout the entire county as well.
And that speaks volumes, right? They're not looking at this as, this is competition. They're looking at this as, this is good for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to draw in shoppers from the area. Yep. They're going to shop there. They're going to be an anchor. Some of these larger national chains. But guess what? They're going to drive down the street and they're going to go check out that boutique downtown.
Yeah.
And it's going to help everybody out.
And if they hire local people, they're going to tell them, hey, why don't you go downtown and eat at the Good Life or go out to Buffalo Bill's Mansion.
Yes.
X, Y, and Z, you name it.
Yes. So all around, very exciting. Very exciting.
Now, there is some concerns that we've alluded to with the EEA, the Enhanced Employment Area, and I think when you first learn of that or you first hear that, it is a form of tax. It is a little concerning. I think you and I were both concerned when we first learned about it or first heard about it, but upon learning the facts about it, it's hard to still have some concern because it is a 1.95% tax, but as you mentioned a few minutes ago, Chris, it has a sunset date and a cap, so it's not forever, and it's 100% avoidable.
Yes, 100% avoidable. It is specific to the property that the mall developers will own there.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't even include Baumgars or Fantasy Gifts.
Yeah, so
those are neighbors.
If you don't want to pay it, I mean, chances are our current environment, and it's not a knock on the stores that are there. I mean, they have a great customer base.
Yep. And we're glad to have them.
And we are extremely glad to have them. But there's not a whole lot there.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you don't want to pay it, is your life really changing a whole lot? Are you really shopping at that property to begin with? So just food for thought.
And there's a lot of negativity sometimes that often brews in our community. You've encountered it in your position many times before, I'm sure. But Tuesday, there was very little negativity. There was very little opposition to this project, and that's not something you see very often, and even caused one individual that got up to speak to get a little choked up because it's not very often that this community is this united on a project.
I would say that it was, from a public hearing standpoint, it was unanimous.
Yeah,
there was zero negative
aspects. Those in attendance were voting.
So and you know, talk about optimistic, right? This is a project that has united a community. In my time here in North Platte, I was born and raised here. I can't think of another project that's done that.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, there's some people that have some questions, they have some concerns. There's some people that have some opposition to it, but they are definitely not the majority, and the majority is speaking out loudly on this, and it's exciting. So.
And let's talk a little bit about these mall developers, too. Mr. Works was in attendance as well at the public hearing on Tuesday. He spoke for a few minutes. Have you had the chance to meet him personally, or have you had any interaction with him?
Very briefly. I've had some brief interaction. I've met both Mr. Hernandez and Mr. Works. They are class act individuals. I think the thing that I look at is they have a proven track record.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
They have a phenomenal track record of turning properties around, building and managing class act state-of-the-art facilities, and that's what North Platte needs.
Absolutely, and they've taken a chance on North Platte. That's a sign that greatness is coming. We already have some greatness here. There's more coming in the near future because these guys have decided to roll the dice and join our community.
Absolutely, and you know, kudos to them. Tens of millions of dollars worth of investment they're wanting to put into our community. We need to open up our arms and just give them a big hug.
Absolutely.
Welcome them in.
Absolutely. So. Couldn't agree more with you. Great guys to have, and I think they know what they're doing and have some exciting developments and some exciting plans here on the horizon for us.
Absolutely.
Chris, Nebraska Land Days Festival quickly approaching, too, as we wrap up here. What are you looking forward to most for the festival with your family?
Oh, man, I can't wait to get out there and see the concerts and get to the rodeo. It's just a fun time all around the community. My kids are young, and so we try to get to as many events as we can, from the breakfast to you name it. We're trying to attend everything. So create those memories that I had growing up, that most people have growing up. And looking forward to a great success, especially after last year.
Oh, yeah. We deserve it.
Yes.
Lincoln County Commissioner Chris Brunch joining us. Anything else you'd like to add today, sir?
No. I appreciate everybody being involved and showing up on Tuesday. It's the first hurdle. There's more to go.
Yep.
This is a process. Make sure that you're having your voices heard. You're participating in this process. That's the ultimate call for somebody who's civic-minded. So I encourage everybody to do that.
You can attend the meeting virtually as well, City North Platte YouTube page. You can make it to City Hall or into the City Hall conference room. That was kind of the host of the overflow crowd on Tuesday. The next council meeting, I believe, is on the 18th.
Correct.
And then on the 1st, too. So public hearings on the mall property on the 18th and the 1st. And do you plan to be in attendance for those as
absolutely.
Well, Chris?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Good. So folks can shake your hand and meet you, too, if they happen to have not had the privilege to do that yet.
And if they have questions or want to bend my ear, I'm always open. That's one of the things that I believe that we as elected officials need to be is transparent and available.
Now, Chris, for any of your county constituents that want to get a hold of you on any county issues that you can help with as their elected official, how can they get in contact with you directly?
So I'm on Facebook. Chris Brun's on Facebook. My cell is the best way to reach me. I respond well to phone calls and texts, and if I'm not able to answer, leave a message. I will call you back. 308-660-6049.
And I will say, Chris's Facebook page is very active as well. There's a lot of information that you put on there from a county perspective, and I know that folks can message you on there as well. Might not be as quick as giving you a phone call or text message, but you'll still get to them at some point.
Absolutely, I will.
Chris, thanks for joining us this morning. Good to have you in the studio, my friend.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you, Tristan.
More coming up on Mugs of the Morning here on Husker Radio's KODY, including an opening of the KODY phone lines.